The future of UN peacekeeping has come into question following the U.S. veto of the proposed reappointment of UN Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali. News analyst Daniel Shore says the U.S. may not have much right to complain.
What started as a Clinton campaign ploy upstaging Robert Dole on opposition to Boutros-Ghali begins to look like diplomacy by tantrum. Alone among the 15 members of the Security Council, almost alone among the 185 members of the United Nations, the United States has vetoed the nomination of the Egyptian Secretary General to a second term. And the Clinton administration says it will continue exercising that veto until some other African candidate is presented. Meanwhile, the United States sticks to its deadbeat Uncle Sam position of not paying up the $1.5 billion it owes. And then the administration protests when it is bumped from the UN's budget committee. The other members have taken the position, no representation without taxation. Ask what the Clinton administration has against Boutros-Ghali. The failed UN missions in Somalia and Bosnia, for one, although Boutros-Ghali insists he followed Security Council orders and did what he could with what he had. Another criticism, he has not been effective enough in streamlining UN administration. But withholding urgently needed funds is like trying to make the U.S. government more efficient by shutting it down. A State Department study reported by the Washington Post says that the withholding of American dues has left the UN without funds to finance reforms in its peacekeeping mission. Ambassador Madeleine Albright and other American officials make a point of stressing that in holding back money and opposing Boutros-Ghali, the administration is responding to pressures from Congress. For Congress, read Jesse Helms, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He says that Boutros-Ghali has protected a bloated bureaucracy and that the UN, as it is currently operating, does not deserve continued American support. It may be an exaggeration to say that Boutros-Ghali would have been reelected if Senator Helms had not been. But the Clinton administration has now backed itself into a corner from which no party can emerge with dignity intact. This is Daniel Shore.